Lovely to hear you.
'Twas not intended. 'Twas always our wish that you should be free to do the work of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. This you have done for many a year. Many are they who in consequence have been blessed, have heard the voice of the Spirit, and have been comforted. Mm-hmm. As I draw close unto your earth, I become even more than ever conscious of the many needs of the individuals of all colour and clime, for the truths of the Spirit. And all around and about we see chaos, we see intolerance and the stupidity of man, bringing in its wake manifold problems, manifold terrors, until such time as the voice of the Spirit is heard in all men's hearts, there is but little hope. We see the tragedies that are taking place, oft times through intolerance, through the stupidity of men, who cannot perceive the eternal truths of the Spirit, which are manifest in so many ways. The power of the Spirit can encompass all and overcome all things. In a small measure, we have been enabled to serve and to work. But the task is enormous. There are very few who are prepared to give of themselves and do this work which is so essential to the well-being of the human race. There are moments when no doubt you are despondent. But these moments pass, and in your own time you are led to do the work wherever the call comes.
I was told it was a wonderful address on Sunday.
Well, child, between us we achieve perhaps more than we dare hope for. You receive, because you are so en rapport with me and tuned with me, you receive my thoughts clearly and distinctly, and you give out the message of the Spirit as I give it. There are moments when, perhaps you have not fully realized this, when you are so overshadowed by the power of the Spirit that almost it seems temporarily you yourself no longer exist in a physical sense. The physical body is but the machine, it is the mechanism by which we are able to commune. But oft times, when you least perhaps expect it, when we are there around and about you, we are giving you thoughts and impressions, not only when you are upon the rostrum, not only when you are there to deliver the message of the Spirit to the waiting peoples, whose needs oft times are so many, but oft times when you are quiet, when life seems temporarily to have come to a material halt, in the privacy and the quietude and the peace of your own environment, when the world outside is stilled, in those moments am I able to reach you, and in those moments are you yourself uplifted, and in those moments too are you refreshed.
Sometimes I'm conscious of you very much, and other times I'm not.
Yes, my child, but this is bound to be. Of course, naturally, we are not always with you. That would not be possible, nor feasible, nor desirable. Every individual must have complete and absolute freedom to choose for himself that which he wishes to do, whether it be good or bad. But we who come to you, knowing as we do the desirings of your hearts, are able to reach you in a way which to many would be impossible. Mm-hmm. It is as if together we built a bridge between the two worlds, and by this bridge are we able to reach it, Abba, over the stream that lies, as it were, between your world and this, the stream which is ever present, ever flowing, that stream which man himself has built up unconsciously, but nevertheless very real in itself, this condition which we refer to oft-times as the astral plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are many terms that have been brought into being. Sometimes these terms have been used to try to express states of being or environments, particularly environments of the spirit. We talk about the spheres, we talk about the astral, but people do not realize that all around and about them, in the very atmosphere that they breathe and exist in, is a very real world.
Yeah.
It is a world chiefly composed of entities, souls, who have not themselves been able to clear themselves completely from material thoughts. These are the astrals. These are the souls who are not necessarily by their nature or inclination evil, but they are oft-times misguided, oft-times materialistically inclined, clinging to old ideas, clinging to the earth, endeavoring to influence even peoples on the earth. This is why we've said over and over again, in regard to communication, in regard to mediumship as such and the development thereof, that one must be on one's guard, one must be careful, one must create an atmosphere within and around oneself whereby only that which is good can be reached. Only those whose task it is to uplift mankind can, by the bridge that is built by the individual, the instrument, make possible the work that is yet to be done, and that which has been done in the past and has borne good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But one must not doubt nor fear. At the same time, one must not open one's support. At the same time, one must not open oneself to lower forces. We oftentimes feel, unconsciously perhaps in some instances, there are those in your world in their anxiety to be instruments, that they create to themselves conditions whereby it is not always possible for them to be guarded or protected. Every individual soul has a governing spirit, has what is termed an angel, if you wish, whose task it is to protect and to guard, to guide, to uplift and inspire an individual, for he shall give his angels charge concerning me. And this is true. Every soul that is born into your world has a guardian spirit, a guardian angel. But one must not be unaware that there are those who are not, as I've said, necessarily evil or with bad intent, but who are near the earth, who earthbound, are anxious to make contact for some reason or other, and one must guard against influences which may not be good, which can oftentimes bring an instrument to a low level and to retain the power that they possess over the instrument.
How does one get free of them? Because you're talking about something I've sent out lots of thoughts about lately for you.
I know, child.
Mm-hmm.
You see, with you and I, and this applies to many another, there is a powerful link, a link that has been forged so long ago that if I were to dwell on this at length, we would need many such opportunities as this to discuss. Needless to say, You were chosen for a specific work by the Spirit, and I was appointed one to assist and to help, that I might in some measure serve through your humanity. How much one might achieve will of course obviously depend, as indeed it has in the past, on circumstances. It will depend on so many other aspects which were too numerous to go into in detail, but you have never failed us. There have been moments, of course, because you are human and because you are still affected by, to some extent, by materialism around and about you. There have been moments when it has been a little more difficult, perhaps, to reach out, but nevertheless, you have fulfilled the tasks that have been set you. But you know, child, there are instruments in your world who, unfortunately, though their intent has been good, have fallen by the wayside. And this is something that one must guard against.
How is a person free of God?
Child, though we may do a certain amount as helpers, guides, call us what you will, as guardian angels, though we may be able to do a certain amount, a great deal must also be done by the individual on your side, by the patient, if you like, because indeed there are many in mental institutions who may not have had anything whatever to do with what you term spiritualism as such, but who are obsessed. And there are individuals in spiritualism who are unconscious or unaware of the fact that they are obsessed, and they are being used by souls who are not so very much in advance of the individual, the medium, and indeed in some cases are less so.
That works against what you're trying to do, doesn't it?
It does, child. You see, when you sit in a circle for development, when a person takes on his shoulders a responsibility of becoming an instrument or a medium for the betterment not only of himself but for others, he takes on a great responsibility, and he must approach always his work and the work of the Spirit on the highest possible level of consciousness that he can achieve or attain. It is useless for people, as some do, to assume that they can go into this subject without any preparation, without any realization of its deeper implications. So many are only anxious, as it were, to shine in the darkness of your world.
Yes.
They're not concerned so much with the higher values of which we speak so often. As long as they can give a message on a material level, which in many instances is nothing more or less than telling the future, and being, as it were, set upon a pedestal in consequence by people who say he or she is a remarkable medium. If you go to her or to him, you will get guidance and instruction as to what you should do about this matter or that matter, usually of a material nature. Our work is not of the flesh, but of the Spirit.
You've got to keep humble, haven't you?
Yes, child. And though there may be times when, because we can see, as sometimes you can, a little further ahead, though we may sometimes say or suggest that it would be a good thing or a wise thing if the recipient of the message that we give were to do this or that, which is sometimes in consequence of a material nature, it is because we wish to help. We wish to make things a little easier for the individual. We wish to take off, if we can, a load from their shoulders. But at the same time, our main purpose, our desiring is purely of the Spirit, that those who are instruments and those who are interested in these things shall raise themselves above the mundane and the material. They shall lift themselves up out of the mire, and not look to us to solve their material problems, though we can sometimes so do, and of course occasionally we do give advice.
Yes. I had a lovely dream yesterday, and I felt you were part of it. I was on a roof, burdened with a lot of bags and luggage, and I was fearful how I was going to get down to the ground. And I was conscious of a tall gentleman standing beside me, talking me out of all the fear, and I found myself on the ground safe.
Yes, Joe. You know, it is not always possible for people, even people who have knowledge of these things, not always possible for them to differentiate between that which is of an astral and spiritual nature and that which is of the mind, or what you term a dream or a nightmare. There are differences. Sometimes they're so subtle. Sometimes on awakening in the morning, the conscious thoughts that come sometimes distort the actual experience. In other words, oftentimes that which was of a fundamental spiritual nature in regard to the spirit leaving the body and astral traveling on a different level of consciousness may be utterly different to that which the recollection may have on awakening, which oftentimes brings things interpreted, if you like, in a more material way. By this I'm trying to explain that you, for instance, under certain conditions at certain times, do leave the physical body and travel through the astral into the spheres. But of course, when you come back into the physical body, you have to come through the astral into the physical. The astral and the physical bodies are very closely aligned or linked together, and oftentimes a very true and a very spiritual experience of a very high level and nature may sometimes be obscured, or it may even be changed in its picturization on the awakening hour.
Yes, I understand.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that you do travel, you do leave the physical body, you do come into the realm of the spirit on different levels of consciousness according to circumstance. Sometimes we do take you ourselves deliberately into the astral that you might experience certain things which we feel are helpful and necessary to your advancement. Though you may not always remember these things.
My spirit knows it, doesn't it?
Yes. But another thing which you perhaps do not realize is there are times when you yourself do work to help the less fortunate souls on the astral plane. And you must try, if you can, to realize that sometimes in the messages that are delivered to an individual in the audience may well be from an individual who is closely connected or related to the recipient of the message, but that particular communicating entity may not necessarily have progressed very far.
Mm.
You see, this is another thing that perhaps you do not always realize, and that is that although we, or I, if you like, in particular, endeavor to keep you on a certain level of consciousness or a certain level of achievement, though I try, and you succeed in most instances, to retain the spiritual aspect of our work, when I am called upon, and not necessarily just myself, but when others from this side are called upon to come to the part of the service where a message or messages have to be given, we have to come on to a lower vibration invariably, which brings to some extent you onto a lower vibration after I have used you and spoken through you and given the spiritual aspect of our lives and our experience and given the spiritual message in its context, which is of a higher order. We have to then, after you've perhaps had a hymn, and you have to stand up and you have to start delivering messages, we then have to work on an entirely different level, which is not necessarily always easy. There are certain souls here who are trained to work on those levels, though they themselves in their own environment over here are far removed from that level. And you must remember that the various members of the audience will bring their own conditions peculiar to themselves.
Yes.
And that vast numbers, unfortunately, of members of an audience in a church even are not necessarily spiritually interested or inclined. Their motive quite often in going or being at the service in the first place is mostly or chiefly to have a personal message from a relation or some individual that they have had a lot of contact with when on earth. And they are often seeking personal messages, but sometimes of a material nature. And of course this means that on certain levels we have to contact, and we do contact people, related or otherwise, who have their interest centered on an individual in the audience, passing on a message which, quite frankly, though it is delivered with the best will that we can bring to it, is not necessarily on our own level of consciousness. In other words, it is as if we are having to act on several levels of awareness all at the same time.
Yes.
And you are the instrument. And sometimes it is not easy either for you. Of course, in many instances, we are able through you to deliver a message which is very personal, which is very evidential in its context.
Yes.
But it doesn't alter the fact that where these linkings are concerned, it's not always of a spiritual nature.
No.
And this is, to us, though an essential part of our work, to some extent it is a disappointment, because we know full well that that person quite often will leave the building, the church or whatever, and be more concerned with the context of the message of a material nature or some personal nature than the spiritual message that was given before,
yes,
which applies to
that.
All.
Yes.
You know, there are times when you must feel, as we feel, disheartened.
Mm.
And you say to yourself, oh yes, well, they can receive a message which is something of a material consequence, they're not so interested in the deeper issues, the deeper realizations that we try to bring them appertaining to the things that are truly of the spirit. You see, this is a problem which seems to me to be universal in this endeavoring of ours to bring enlightenment into your world. But the enlightenment that they're mostly concerned with is the enlightenment on a level which we refer to, or I refer to, as the astral. But we know that here and there seeds are sown on the spiritual level, and here and there people in the audience have received something which has set them thinking deeply, and to some extent has given them the incentive to change and to know more of these things. This is why I've always been so happy about these sessions where we can talk together, where you can make what you term these recordings, which can be then transcribed and can be used, sent out to help those who are perhaps isolated,
yes,
or perhaps not able in the normal way to attend such a meeting as this, or perhaps not even attend a session when you as the instrument at a church or a society and they are able to voice the thoughts of the spirit that I give. You see, my child, over the years we have been so closely interwoven that I think it is almost true to say that we have become almost as one. This may surprise you, but in a sense this is very true. If we believe, as indeed we must believe, and I have learned to understand and accept, that we are all, to some extent, part of the other. It is the same spirit which flows through you as flows through me. And of course a lot is affected by the vessels through which the power of the spirit is poured.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to a great extent come closer to me, and you have made possible a way in which I can reach you and through you others. that you know a lot of the things that have transpired of late have been brought into being for a purpose. Things which perhaps have not fully clarified themselves in your mind have been essential and necessary, not only for your own advancement, but for the advancement in some instances of others. You are an instrument, and you must see yourself as, in a sense, a receptacle and a container of the Holy Spirit, sometimes filled to the very brim, and sometimes, perhaps, drained in a sense by people. And there are times when it's necessary for you to be refilled and refreshed. Now, at the moment, latterly, I feel that we have achieved perhaps more than we dared hope for. I feel myself very happy about what transpired the other evening. I think that we were so in rapport that the power of the Spirit truly was being given out, and many were blessed in consequence. And you oft times, I know, think to yourself, how much longer? And you wonder, and you sometimes have your fears and qualms, and wonder if your health will continue to enable you to go on with the work of the Spirit. Of course it will be so. You will be enabled to continue this work for quite a while yet, and your strength will be given you, you shall be restored, and your cup will truly brimmeth over. You know, child, the link between us is so strong, so much stronger than even perhaps you realize, and my power and my spirit flows truly in harmony with yours, and I am able to work closer to you than perhaps I ever dared hope. I think latterly the links have been so strengthened and the work has shown such good promise that I know that in the coming years, and there shall be some years, that we shall still work even closer together. You must not get despondent, child.
No, I get tired quicker, and the travel, of course, it gets difficult.
Well, this, of course, child, I understand. I'm fully aware of the many complexities of your material existence in trying to serve and do the work. We realize more and more how much more complex your world is becoming.
Yes.
But the work will continue. The power of the Spirit will still flow. And as I say, your cup will be filled.
Thank you.
And though many may partake, it shall be replenished. Your strength will not fail. And the power of the Spirit cannot fail, for that is eternal. It is always there. The vessel of the Spirit truly is filled, and you are filled with the love of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit, and that peace which truly passeth understanding in the material sense is there deep within your innermost self. Truly you are in harmony. It is true to say that there are some who are blessed as you are, who are so at peace and so in harmony, so in tune. There is no jarring note. The music of the spheres rings clearly, and I know that that music and that love and that power that we generate will bless untold numbers of peoples. But you have made this possible, child, to a great extent, by your own efforts, by your faith, by your realization of the power of the Spirit and what that power can achieve and do, not only with you as an instrument, but through you with others. Believe me, my child, we are well pleased.
Thank you.
Be of good heart. Go forth in the darkness of the world of the flesh. Let your light so shine before men that they shall truly know that God is,
yes,
and that God loveth his children, there is no darkness where there is the light of the Spirit, and you carry this light bravely in the darkness of your world. Bless you, child.
Bless
peace
you.
Be unto you.
Bless you, dear. Bless you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mickey dear. Bless you.